This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, Arun Bharti of LJPR described it as the budget for the nation's development. Indra Hang Subba of Sikkim Krantikari Morcha said the budget took care of all sections of the society. Dr. Rajkumar Chabbewal of AAP alleged that there is nothing concrete in the union budget for the people of the country. Sudhir Gupta of BJP hailed the union budget, saying that it will fulfill the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi said, budget is centered around artificial intelligence and expressed apprehension that lots of jobs will be challenged by AI in the engineering and IT sector. The Rajya Sabha has also resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Harris Biden of IUML alleged that the budget does not offer anything for farmers and fishermen. Ashok Chavan of BJP said the budget is centered on the youth, strengthens women, farmers, entrepreneurs, poor, underprivileged and all sections of society. Former Prime Minister and JDS leader H.D. Devegowda hoped that this budget would be remembered not only for the numbers but for the wisdom for building an economy that is strong today and will ensure a stronger tomorrow. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the centre has allocated a record railway budget of 14,205 crore rupees for West Bengal in the Union Budget 2026-27. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha.
पश्चिम बंगाल के रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट्स को एक्सपीडाइट कराने के लिए
देयर इज अ नीड टू एक्सपीडिएट रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट्स इन वेस्ट बंगाल ऑफ द टोटल रिक्वायरमेंट ऑफ 4,662 एक्टर्स ऑफ लैंड फॉर दीज प्रोजेक्ट्स ओनली 27% हैज बीन एक्वायर्ड सो फार फर्दर मोर देयर आर सेवरल रेल प्रोजेक्ट्स इन द स्टेट वेयर द प्रोसेस ऑफ लैंड एक्विजिशन हैज नॉट येट कमेंस्ड
जीरो लैंड एक्विजिशन.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government will move a privilege notice against Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and making baseless statements during the budget discussion. The minister was talking to reporters in the Parliament premises. Mr. Rijiju said Rahul Gandhi has also made useless and false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He questioned on what basis Mr. Gandhi has made a serious allegation without giving any notice. He further stated that there are very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to substantiate the allegations. Reacting to Congress leader's allegation on India-US trade deal, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, while talking to media outside Parliament, assured that all decisions were taken, keeping in mind the welfare of farmers and their interests are secured. The BJP today criticised the Leader of Opposition and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi for making repeated false allegations in the Parliament against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP National Spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi condemned Mr. Gandhi's language and style and said that his political tactics took parliamentary decorum to another low level. In Canada, 10 people were killed and dozens injured after a shooting at a school in Tumbler Ridge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the horrendous shooting in Canada. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington tonight. The talks between the two leaders are likely to be focused on negotiations between the United States and Iran. Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister's office in a statement said the talks with the U.S. President seeks to press him to adopt a tougher line on Iran's ballistic missile program in the next round of talks. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa defeated Afghanistan in double super over thriller in Ahmedabad this afternoon. In the Group B match, Australia won the toss and elected to bat first against Ireland in Colombo. Later in the day, England will take on West Indies in the Group C match in Mumbai from 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.